Thank God He watches over me. God is good. We give Him all of the honor and the glory. We recognize His presence in the sanctuary on this morning. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we turn this entire service over to You and about You. As I get out the way, God, You get in the way. Lord, we pray, Holy Spirit, that You would come in my belly and flow out of my mouth, and that it be all about You, God, in Jesus' precious name. And we all say, amen. I want to conclude, if possible, in our series, A Lost Sheep. Amen. I want to use for the topic, subtopic rather, in this series, in spite of, and I want to stop right there, in spite of our series, A Lost Sheep, and our subtopic, in spite of. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 55 and look at verse 1 through 3. Isaiah 55 and look at verse 1 through 3. Amen. I think that it's fitable if, as we look at this verse, that it's going to bless us. The word of God is, as we all have it, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 to 3. Amen screams. All right. Let's read it together. Number one, and it says, amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. We, as children of the Almighty God, as we attempt to come to a close in this series concerning the lost sheep, we looked at last week as we talked about that God loves all of His children. It does not matter the complexion of your skin, your height, your size, width, length. God cares for us. We are His creation. He created us Himself. There's no other mold like You. You are unique in Your own ways. God wants all of His sheep to come to him. He wants to be the shepherd. Not the ultimate shepherd, but the one and only shepherd. He wants to take care of you and I. God wants to give us long days and jeopardy. Today when we got up, it was so important for us to make sure that the time that we had today, that we spend this time in the time that would be pleasing to God. This is not the time to waste. In fact, we don't have time to waste. Back in the days, we used to say, I have plenty of time, but if I knew then what I knew now, things would have been a little different if I would have done some things with my time. Time is precious. This day is not today to let somebody upset you. Don't let nobody steal your joy today. Don't bet no one take you off course, causing you to be sick and to be worried all day. You don't have time for that. This time that you have to take all of the time and apply it to good things that God would be pleased with. Because the enemy wants to mess your time up. And the time is ticking. As I looked at the time, soon church service will be over. And we'll go and get a barbecue dinner plate. And on the way home, there's something that the devil will try to pop in your mind to mess up your joy. Don't let the time you have in the Lord be disturbed by people sitting by you. Oh, help me, somebody. Don't let nobody whisper in your ear telling you no garbage and you trying to hear from God. Don't let them, if they write notes, you ought to be writing notes according to the word of God and not notes according to mess. We don't have time for that. There are real problems and real situations that people are faced with. And we're not getting any younger, church. We're getting older. Can I get a witness here? And as we're getting older, we ought to get a little wiser. Help me, somebody. There are folk in here that's suffering now because of divorces. And can I tell you something? Pray about it. Let God fix it. And turn it over to him. And spend your time trying to recover from what you lost. I just helped somebody. Help me, somebody. Whatever you left with. If you left with the children and left with a couple of pieces of bread and a few dollars, can you just spend that time giving God some praises? Help me, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. But because God's going to bless you if you spend your time wisely with him on your mind. Oh, God. Because the devil wants us to be lost. But in spite of it, God wants us to come to him. When I look here in the text, Isaiah 55 and 1. First of all, Isaiah was a prophet. And I remember here looking in the text that Isaiah actually had permission to go before kings and talk to kings concerning God. Also, I remember here in the text that when Uzziah died, he died with leprosy. Uzziah tried to go into the temple and perform the priestly work. And God struck him with leprosy. And his son had to reign, just sit on the throne for Uzziah. And Isaiah was the prophet that was preaching and delivering the word of God through these few kings that came above, talking to God's children, letting them know that God genuinely cares for you. Tell your neighbor that God cares for you. Because see, what happens is that some of our faces are puzzled this morning. And the reason is that's because there's a cloud in our way. There's a blockage because we're thinking about how things are going to end up if this happened, if that happened. But I come by today to tell you that God wants you to do something here in the text. I'm watching. I'm looking at it. You just watched it. Look what it said. When Isaiah said, "Hold everyone that thirsts," he says, "Come ye to the water." When I looked at this thing, I know it's more in the scripture, it tells me that he's letting us know that everyone that thirsts, come ye to the water. Now, I want you to understand something, that when I look at it, it's really talking about God. But when I see God, I see Jesus all in it. I told you in Bible study that that the kingdom of God is really mentioned in the New Testament, but that God really is talked about, the God, the ruler, or the one that's in authority. But when I look here in the text, it doesn't say the kingdom of God, but when I see it not only talking about God, but I see it talking about Jesus. Oh, help me, somebody. Somebody gonna be with me in a few minutes here. It says that when, if you're thirsty, it means that you have to feed or give to that which is thirsty. Can I tell you something? That all of us are thirsty. All of us are thirsty. All of us are thirsty. And I want to help you out here is that when you get thirsty, it means that your soul longs for its maker. Because watch this. Understand this thing here. Is that when I go to John with me. Go to John 7 and look at verse 37 and look at this thing, and I want you to understand why I say here that it talks about God, but I see Jesus all in it. And when it says here that, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." It's talking about what God has for you, that God wants to give to you, and it don't take no money to get it. Help me, somebody. Oh, there are some things that money can buy, church. There are some things that you're depending on whoever you are, wherever you are. Don't ever think it can buy everything. Good God Almighty. But when I look at the text and here in John chapter 7, I'm beginning at verse 37. Watch what it says. It says that in the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst," oh, watch this thing. Look at this thing. Now, I read about thirst in Isaiah 55 when he was talking about God. But I told you, not only did I see God in it, but I seen Jesus in it. Now Jesus here in the New Testament saying that he stood up and cried. Oh, good God Almighty. He hollered out. He was given an invitation to anyone, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. It means here that you thirsty, you're going to have to come to the water, the one who have the water. You're going to have to come to the one that have that living water. Because 38 says, he that believe on me. Watch this thing. Watch this. It says here that if you're going to come to him because you're thirsty, you just can't come to him and get no water without belief. Help me, somebody. You're going to have faith that when you come to him thirsty, that he's got the water that can fulfill your thirst. Oh, God, I'm not talking about Gatorade here. I'm not talking about a sports drink. I'm not talking about an IV for dehydration. I'm not talking about the physical body, because I think what happens with the church is that we find ourselves too much in the physical body and not enough in the spiritual. Can I get a witness here? And so what happens, I want you to understand about this thing here, 38, he said, he that believe on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Good God Almighty. When I look at this text here, I want you to understand here that everybody's soul thirsts for living water. Oh God. And what happened is that if I'm going to get a fulfillment of my thirstiness, I'm going to have to come to God. He tells me that, to come to him. Jesus says, come to him, because out of his belly flows rivers of living water. Watch this. Because if you really think about it, that a person can die from dehydration. Help me, somebody. But in the spirit, Christ says, God says, understand, when we are dealing in Bible study, we talked about the kingdom of God. We talked about that Jesus is God and God is Jesus. Understand? He says that if you come to me, I will give you that living water that flows in me. He said you can never get enough of this water. Can I get a witness here? I remember that the woman that was at the well, y'all remember that? That when she went to the well, when she had her pot and she went there to draw water, and up popped Jesus. And remember, he asked her to give him some water. And she looks at him with her flirtatious self, and she looks at him and says, how can you be a Jew asking a Samaritan for water? He said, if you knew who I was. Oh, help me, somebody. Do anybody know who Jesus is? He said, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for water, and I would give you that everlasting water. Help me, somebody. He said, that water that will never bring you back to this well anymore. I want to ask that question today. Do you know who Jesus is? Because if you knew who Jesus was, you would go to him and get some water. In other words, the burdens and the problems that you have, it means your soul needs a connection back with its maker. Can I get a witness here? There are folk in here that are suffocating for some everlasting water. You are thirsty, and you're so thirsty you can't think right. Good God Almighty. You're so thirsty your mind feels like you want to run sometimes and nobody chasing you. When you get thirsty, God says, come on to me. Yeah. Go to Psalms with me real quick. Psalms 42. And I want you to look at this thing. Psalms chapter 42. Because I want to stay with it a little while. Psalms 42, verses 1 and 2. Because I think that it's important that we understand about the living water. All throughout the Old Testament, even in Daniel and certain other texts, it tells us that water is representation of the Holy Spirit. And so when I understand that water is the representation of the Holy Spirit, watch this. See, you cannot go to God and try to get water without going through Jesus. Watch this thing. Jesus says, if you come to me, I would give you water, watch this, that floweth out of my belly, that everlasting water. What water is he talking about? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, help me, somebody. And so what he wants us to understand is that your soul needs the Holy Spirit. It needs a charge up. It needs to constantly feed upon the Holy Spirit. Watch this. When we go over in the fellowship hall and eat, it is feeding our physical body, being broke down and going in certain places, and some of it is growing in certain places. But this morning, while we are here, we need to get some other water, and that water is of Jesus. And whenever you have Jesus to get to, when you get to Jesus, your next step is never just stops at Jesus, baby. No. From Jesus, I have to go to God. Watch this thing. And I can't go to him without getting the Holy Spirit. Can I get a witness here? Now watch this thing. Watch this. Verse 1. Read Psalms 42 and 1 with me. As the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Stop right there. I want you to understand that a deer looks for water, and when he goes to the water, he just sups the water, and after he sups the water, he hangs out around the water. I read in one of my books here is that when a deer goes to the water, also the water hides the scent. Oh, help me, somebody. And when the water hides the sin, the water blocks the enemy from getting to the deer. And so the deer goes to the water, and he gets two things from the water. He drinks the water for his own body. It gives him strength. It helps him out. And then it blocks the enemy. It hides the scent so the enemy can't get to the deer. Help me, somebody. I found out that not only that, but the water also gives the deer calmness. It gives the deer peace of knowing that because it hides the scent, it's protection for the deer. And the deer here panted after the water. It wants to get to the water. Watch this thing. And the text says, so do my soul after thee, O God. Can I tell you something? Your soul longs to be with God. Can I get a witness here? There are folk in here that said, no, I don't feel it. That's because you're in the flesh, baby. But your soul longs to be with God. And I'll tell you why in a few minutes. Verse 2 said that. But my soul thirsts for God. Watch this. Y'all see that in verse 2, Psalms and 42 and 2, what it says? But my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before him? Good God Almighty. Watch this thing here. Before God. I want to tell you something, that every soul in here hungers for God. Your soul thirsts for God. And the reason is because when God created man, the Bible says he breathed. Watch this. The breath of life. Watch this. Don't get it wrong. The breath of life. Anytime the Holy Spirit comes on anything, it is life. The Holy Spirit is life. And if it touches you, you have to come alive. Watch this thing. And so when he breathed the breath of life into Adam, Adam became a living soul. Watch this. The soul was made alive from the Holy Spirit of God. Can I get a witness here? And so that lets me know that my soul have to stay connected to its maker. Can I get a witness here? Watch this thing. That means here that our souls is made alive by the Spirit of God. So my soul thirsts to be with the maker. My soul thirsts to be connected with what made it alive. Can I get a witness here? Can I go a little farther? Can I tell you something? Help me, somebody. The devil cannot pierce your soul. Oh, I gotta go here. I gotta go here. He can't do it. He can't do it. He can't pierce your soul. Don't get the body. Don't get the body mixed with the soul. Can I get a witness here? See, my soul was made from the breath of life. It had never been said that the devil has beat God. Watch this. If my soul is made from the Spirit of God, the devil can never pierce my soul and get in it and mess things up. Oh, God, I'm going somewhere here. I'm going somewhere. My soul thirsts after its maker because my soul was made from the breath of life. And so my soul thirsts. That's why when I go on a fast, my body get hungry and it gets weak. But my soul, when I'm praying, gets stronger. Why? Because I'm feeding off of its maker. Oh, God, help me, somebody. I want to go two places here. I want to go two places here. When it talks about here that my soul, I want to look at this thing here. I want you to look at Mark chapter 5 real quick. Mark chapter 5. And I want you to see something. Why I say that your soul can never be pierced by the devil. And then I want you to understand something as you go to Mark chapter 5. And we're going to look at a verse and go to 17 in a second. But I want you to understand something here is that he says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come you ye to the water, and he that have no money." I want you to understand that you don't have to have money to get something to drink from God. Mm-hmm. And also it says, "Come ye buy, eat." It says you don't have to eat with no money. It says just come eat. In other words, the Lord has given us an invitation to come to him and to feast off of him, to eat of him, drink from him. God said, I'm the one that will provide. He says, and he says, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Watch this thing. God here in verse 1 lets you know that I feed your spirit. Come on now. I clothe your body. Come on. I be your provider and you don't have to have money. Oh, y'all don't hear me. God says, I'll fix it for you. God say, I'll fix this thing that it'll never get broke again. God says that what you do, if you will come to me, I don't want you to think that you have to have money to get your breakthrough or your deliverance. Can I get a witness here? He said, what I want you to understand is that if you come to me, don't come to me with money. Come to me with a right heart. Can I get a witness here? Come to me with your mind made up to follow Jesus. Can I get a witness? Hold on to that mark for me. Verse 2 says, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? He says, what happens is that you waste your money. He said, you take your money and you do anything that you want to do with it, and then you expect God to bless you with it. He said, you take God's money and you spend it on things that you shouldn't. All your lottery tickets, and you ain't won but $5 yet, but you've already spent $200. He said, you take your money, you go down to Boomtown, and you coin after coin, and next thing you know, you go home and grab your chest, look at your checkbook, checks are bouncing and all kinds of stuff because you spend your money on the wrong thing. Now, you go buy everything, put in your ice box, and you expect to have money in your pocket, wasting it on the wrong thing. Now, watch this. Now, I know some of y'all ain't saying amen, but I know there's got some folk that's got some history that know you waste some money. Come on, man, help me out with that. We'll waste our money on some things that we should. That intoxicated our minds, that caused us to be out of the realm of God. Can I get a witness here? Watch this thing. He said, you waste your money on things that is which is not bread. Other words, that which is not food of God. Watch this. And you labor for that which satisfied not. He says here, all of the things that you're doing it for your pleasure and not God's pleasure. Can I get a witness here? Can't even get you to come to Bible study, lesson on Thursday service, and some of the choir only show up for choir service and miss church service. Can I get a witness? Oh, I'm going down the line now. And every time it's time to come to church, you got other things to do, but you put God last. But when you're on a deathbed of affliction, you want to holler, oh God, help me, Lord, heal my body. Touch God, the doctor. But why can't you just come to God now? Why can't every now and then you come to the house of God and get some Bible study? Why can't every now and then you come on Thursday to hear the word of God? I got to work in the morning. Baby, everybody got to work. But can I tell you something? You've got to labor for God sometimes. There are folk in here that don't want to labor for God. You labor for everything else. You go to work, but you don't want to labor for God. Can I get a witness here? Don't want to get on no ministries. And when some ministries are working, you want to criticize and judging folk, trying to hurt folk, family. Can I tell those that are laboring for the Lord, you need to hold on to God's unchanging hand? Can you not worry about those that are talking about how you look or what you're doing? Can I tell you, stay in there anyhow? If nobody show up to the meeting, you show up. If nobody come and be on post, you be on your post. If nobody want to go out into the outreach mission, you be on your post. Can I tell you something? If you can't see us, if you can't find nobody to drive for you, then let's just buy some drivers. We've got to get the food out to the people. Then let's just pay some drivers. Let's just call some taxi drivers and pay some taxi drivers. If we got folk in here that are retired and don't want to go and help people, can I get a witness here? You've got to start laboring for God. Oh, help me somebody. Help me somebody. God say you don't want to labor for me. God said the only time some of y'all show up is to be seen. Let an anniversary come. You want to be the first one telling what type of hat we ought to wear, what type of dress we ought to wear. You always show up at the anniversary, but you never show up for the car wash. God Almighty, we need some real labors for the Lord.
God. Somebody that's going to give some time. Help me somebody. That's why I said that it's time for the church to start participating in the church. I never depend on another church to show up at our programs. We got just about 1,000 and close to 88, 90 members, almost 1,100 members doing our Black History program. Just a few folks showed up. I want to know, do you know everything about Black history? Are you just that selfish that you don't want to come to God's house? I want to know that if you only think that the only time you have to show up and labor for God's house is on Sunday morning. Can I tell you something? You're not laboring on Sunday morning. On Sunday morning, you come to get a word. Your labor is after you leave out of the doors. Can I get a witness here? I'm tired of folk coming up in here acting like you're holy. Can I tell you something? You have a form of godliness, but denying the power there. I got to read the scripture. I got to go here. I'm almost finished, but can I tell you something? The reason why it is that the devil cannot pierce your soul. I want to show you something. As I go to Mark chapter 5, and I'm reminded here that when Jesus Christ got ready to go to Gadarene, he was on a ship sleep. Can I tell you something? And the Bible said that a storm came out there. Can I tell you? The storm's intention was actually to kill everyone on the ship. Can I get a witness? But I want to let you know, when Jesus is on board, the storm can't kill you when Jesus is on board. They went down and woke Jesus up, and he said, "Peace. Be still." Watch this thing. As soon as he gets to the other side, let's go to verse 8. Let's go to verse 8. Watch this thing here. When we look at the text, the Bible says prior to that, watch this, verse 7. And cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus? The Son of the Most High God." These are the devils. These are the demons that was inside of the man. "I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." In other words, that the demons came running to Jesus immediately after he got off of the ship. Now, the Bible said that the man was in the graveyard cutting himself. Can I tell you something? Slinging himself across the tombs. Can I tell you, the man could not even die. And the reason why he couldn't die is because God had a mission for him. Oh, God, help me somebody. All that you're going through, even if you try to commit suicide, you couldn't die because God's got a chosen mission for you. At this particular time, the Lord gets on the ship, goes to sleep, knowing that the devils are going to try to attack him, because somehow, some way, I believe that the demons knew that Jesus was coming to see the man in the tomb. Help me somebody. Watch this thing. Verse 8 says, "For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." The text lets me know that Jesus calls the spirits to come out of the man. I want you to understand something, that they was in the man, but not in his soul. What happened is that the demonic spirits that was in him, that's when you have a tug of war. That's when there's a spiritual battle. It means here is that you have a choice to make whether you want to feed the Lord, feed your soul by receiving the water or food from God, or whether you want to just feast on this earthly place and material things. Watch this. Verse 9 says, "He asked him, what is thy name? He answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. I want you to understand that thing. He says, for we are many. Other words here is that there were so many spirits inside of the men that they overpowered him. They had authority over him. They could not pierce his soul because his soul was made from the breath of life. But what happened is that his soul was so weak that his soul just set there because the man did not have authority over his own self. He did not give it to God, but the demonic spirits had authority over his body, but it couldn't harm his soul. Can I get a witness here? Now watch this thing. I want to tell you something. The reason why I know this is because whenever God gets rid of the spirits, then the man is able to have connection with God. Can I get a witness here? That's why God says, come unto me, everyone that is thirsty. Can I get a witness? He said, because when you come unto me and let me feed your spirit, let me fill your spirit up. Listen, whenever you're full of the Holy Spirit, whenever the devil comes your way, you learn how to do your hand like this. Can I get a witness here? Because what happens is that look at this next verse here. Look at verse 17 in the same and in chapter 5 in Mark, and look at verse 17. Look what the man does. The Bible says that when they got ready to leave and they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. That was the people. They were saying, get rid of him. Jesus got to get out of here because he killed these swines. And when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Other words, he said, no, God, I want to be with you. He said, you got rid of what had authority over me, and my spirit still longs to be with you. Can I get a witness here? Look what Jesus said. Jesus said to him, how did Jesus suffer him not? He said, no, you don't need to go with me, but I got rid of what was holding you back. Can I get a witness? But said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things that the Lord had done for thee and had compassion on you. Other words, here the text wants us to know is that whenever the devil comes trying to harm us, when we go to the one that's got the living water inside of him, it does not cost us anything. Can I get a witness? It means here that you can come to him in spite of, good God Almighty, everybody in here that's thirsty, that have devils, that have problems. The devil is trying to have authority over your mind, but the devil can't have authority over your soul because your soul is still connected to God. The reason why I know that is because he gives a universal invitation that whosoever will, let him come. Help me, somebody. It means that everybody that has a soul, that has the breath of life in it, God comes in your mind. He taps on your shoulder and say, you're thirsty, baby. You dehydrated. Come to me where the everlasting water is. In other words, here, you need a double portion of the anointing of God. Can I get a witness? I stopped by to tell some of you that is not going to cost you any money. There are some things that God has for you, that God wants to provide for you, and that God wants to give to you. But God said it, you have to come and get it. Can I get a witness here? But you know what I like about the Lord? Even when you're in a tight jam, when you can't see your way out, the Lord would get on a ship, sail through the seas of life, stop over where you are, watch this thing, and he'll get rid of what's ever holding you back. And as they were getting ready to leave, watch this things. He went over there because there was a lost sheep there. So he said, in spite of your condition, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get a double portion of the Holy Ghost. So he tells his disciples, I'm going over to the other side. But he don't let them know that there's a member of regular in the graveyard that's dead, that the devil trying to kill him. So he goes to sleep. And then the devil sends out a strong wind on the ocean as though he's going to kill my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He steps on the other side and said, I came over here for you. But before I can get to your soul, I got to get rid of all of these spirits that's got authority over your mind. He said, in spite of your situation, now you have an opportunity to thirst and get some water for your thirst. In spite of your condition, now God said, I can still deliver you out of the hands of the devil. Can I get a witness? I know that because when he got ready, after he finished dealing with him, they got back in the ship. And the Lord was taking his time, because the man said, Lord, I want to go with you. The Lord said, I wanted you to ask that question, but go back and tell them about the goodness of the Lord. Can I get a witness? It means that God chose him. He chose a dead man. He chose a man that had all kinds of to come out of the graveyard, to go back in the city and tell them what kind of God we serve. As I look at my text in Isaiah, the Bible tells me that the Lord will make a way for you. The Lord say, get rid of your wickedness. Get rid of your unrighteousness. He says, I've got a covenant with you. In spite of what you used to do, I'm a God that will turn everything around. I need some folk to look at themselves and say, in spite of it all, the Lord's been good to me. In spite of my condition, he's worthy to be praised. In spite of how I used to live, I can still draw water from the man called Jesus. In spite of how many kids I have, I can still go to Jesus and tell him all about my problems. In spite of those who don't love me, I've got a man who said nothing can separate me from the love that he has from me. In spite of those who left me by myself, I got a God that's always there. Can I get you to understand? In spite of those who hate me, in spite of those who judge me, in spite of those who never says I never get nowhere, in spite of my mess, in spite of my conditions, in spite of my heartaches, in spite of my heavy burdens, I'm going to worship God. In spite of it, he's all right. Is it anybody understands that if I make it, to the wells if I make it, where I can get some water if I make it, where I can see Jesus if I make it. If I can't make it, I read about he'll come my way. Is it anybody here? No, the Lord showed up at your doorstep. He showed up at the clubhouse. He showed up at the juke joints. He showed up when you was in the car. Won't the Lord show up in spite of it all? It is for us to understand that in spite of anything, I still got Jesus. Oh, help me, somebody. He's gonna fill me with his presence. I'm gonna be like that deer. I'm gonna drink water. And then I'm gonna feel safe. And everything that's gonna come my way, it's gonna throw off the scent so the enemy can't get me. You know what David liked to say? He'll hide me under his shadow. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Anybody feel that God is hiding you? If you don't feel that God is hiding you, just say, Lord, hide me. Hide me, Lord, so the devil can't get me. Oh, God. I remember Grandma, she used to sing this hymn.